Hey everybody, and welcome back to another half episode of Random Chatterings. I'm Arlo Rodriguez. Today we're going to talk about something that I've been kind of avoiding for a while because I didn't want to boggle people down with the personal shit going on in my life. And some of that personal shit, which I addressed in episode 52.5, is, you know, more like the internal mental stuff. But there's like some shit that is really just embarrassing. It's not really, you're not ashamed of it. It's just, you just don't bring it up because that's how you're ashamed of it. And I'm talking about my family. But I figured that this is the talking about my family just straight out. And I don't mean my extended family, although I could have a whole other mini episode or even a full episode just complaining about my all the members of my family. It's not a hit piece. I'm not trying to sully anyone's reputation. That's why I'm talking in very vague statements. No, today we're just going to be talking about my general family, and more specifically, my parents. But, like I was trying to mention before, I wanted to talk about it in the context of a video I saw a few months ago to make it a bit more interesting for the listeners at home, because I don't want to just talk about how much my parents suck. They do suck, but there's reasons for it. But there's also just the interesting dynamics that goes on in a family, in a dysfunctional family, that I kind of wanted to address as well within the context of this video, which I believe is called My Parents Haven't Spoken to Each Other in 10 Years. For those who don't know, this video was trending on Reddit, I think a couple of months ago. I think it was on the front page of Reddit, on the video, on the R Videos subreddit. And it's a segment of a Japanese talk show, a Japanese variety show. And normally, even they admit it at the opening, it's like they're more of a zany comedy program, but they got this letter, like a classic letter. Maybe it was an email. Maybe they were just playing around with saying the letter. From this young man and who has a family of two sisters, older, younger sisters, I think, and their two parents. And he tells them that his dad has not spoken to his mother in, he thought it was 10 years, or since he was like a little kid, or at least since he was a child. And as they as the host starts investigating this situation, he finds out that it's actually been 20 years. It's been since he was born, or since his sisters were born, that his dad has not spoken to his mother. And the odd thing about it is that the siblings know what their father sounds like, because he talks to them normally, but as soon as the wife starts talking to the father, he just he shuts down. He just doesn't respond to a single fucking thing she says, which was astonishing to see and heartbreaking to see the first time. And the whole segment is kind of just incredible, because we get not just the mother's perspective, and a lot of people on the Reddit, the subreddit, commented on how amazing were at the patience of this woman of being able to just carry on like normal while her husband was ignoring her, seemed to be ignoring her. Then we get the father's perspective, and he's a little kind of a timid kind of person. So ultimately, the whole point of the segment is to see if the impossible will happen. If they can set up a scenario, the host and the son, if they can set up a scenario where the father will actually try to talk to his wife. And, spoilers, they succeed. They had to go to lengths, not like, they didn't have to go too far, it's not like during their honeymoon, they had to go back to the honeymoon or something like this, but I think they went back, and I'm just fairly remembering this. I think it was for the first date. They went to the site of the park where where his parents had their first date, and they went back to that place. They had a lavalier mic on the parents, and they weren't expecting anything. And I guess what kind of brought some levity into the situation, to this incredibly bizarre yet extraordinary situation, is the son's reaction to everything, which is what I related to. He just kind of said, well, that's just how things have always been. That's just how things are. He's just gotten used to it. And it's just, that's where the kind of that shame comes in. Not just for the parents, but also for the siblings, for the sons and daughters who grow up in a dysfunctional family. They have to just say, that's just how our family is. I can't change them. I can just survive. And to kind of connect this back to my parents, they were incompatible with each other from the very beginning. And maybe the first year they were married, or maybe like the first couple months they were dating or whatever the fuck. They never got married. Never mind. They got together, I should say. Or before my mom was impregnated and then I was born. Maybe they were happy together. I don't know. But soon after that, things went horribly wrong in details I don't have to go into because it's more of my mom's story rather than my dad's story. It's because it's my mom's story rather than my story. They were just not compatible with each other. I'll just leave it at that. And then it was just something I just ignored. I didn't want to bring it up to other people because it would just be the source of shame. But at some point, like, sometimes I would joke about it. Or with my brother, I would joke about it. Like, something that we... one of the more traumatizing things in our childhood was that my dad would yell at us in Spanish with very vulgar language. But now, my brother, like, when he does an imitation or he's trying to make fun of my dad, he says the exact same words. But the power is no longer there. Now it's just pure mockery that we're making out of these words. But when we were kids, we didn't have that kind of ability to just kind of, not really acknowledge the strength of those words. Because they mean fucking nothing now. I fucking swear all the time. But it's not quite the same. English swearing is one thing. And it's kind of relieving to swear. Sometimes I know. Sometimes I've talked about it. I don't really want to swear as much. But yeah, it's a thing that fluctuates. It depends on the emotion. But like the Spanish words, they're like... It's like the funniest thing in the world to me when I hear my brother swearing like my dad. And it's from a source of pain. Like that's where the humor comes from. And that's kind of fucked up in some ways. But I think what some people don't really think about, or they try not to think about in terms of other families, because it was astonishing to hear about this family, this Japanese family, and just thinking, why, how can you live with that? And then thinking, well, I'm just hearing about this case for the first time. They've been living with it for fucking 20 years. The father hadn't spoken to the mother for 20 years. And so at some point then, of course, you'll say, yeah, no, that's just my parents. That's just how they are. Whoop the blue, you know? And that's exactly what it was. Like he was kind of laughing about it. And then when they actually spoke, and the sisters are there listening, because I think they had some kind of hidden camera set up. When they actually listened to the conversation that was going on, they were crying. They couldn't believe it. And that's kind of... because they just didn't think that something like that could ever happen. But then it's also just... it's such a normal thing, though. Like it was a moment when that happened. I was about to cry when I saw that video, and it almost felt kind of... not like a betrayal of privacy, because this is a very intimate moment happening. They claim that the parents spoke for a very long time, and the conversation, I wish I could remember it. Parts of the video are online, and you can look it up. Not the original video. I don't know why it was taken down. Maybe it was a copyright thing. It was just kind of amazing seeing that. But it felt like we were seeing too much. It's odd that family can be one of the things that you can be most ashamed of. You would think growing up, especially with the ideal of the American dream, you have your wife, you have your two kids, you got your fucking white fence, your white picket fence, your dog and your cat, and your giant house, and your lawn, your green, lush green lawn. Like, that's the American dream. And the family is completely functional. There's no issues whatsoever. You'll have the occasional fight or disagreement, but everything's all right. And I've noticed from the people I interact with that that's just never the case. Every single family never has been that stable kind of family. It's a family that you just have to ultimately just joke about, because that's the only way you can get across, you can get from day to day. Just realizing that your family is who your family is and whatever. The situations where that there's an extreme to that, and my family's certainly there as well. My dad's an alcoholic, and that was something that I could not accept for many years, until my therapist had to tell me that if my dad's not going to take care of himself, you just have to accept that he's going to be an alcoholic for the rest of his life. He's going to die an alcoholic. And that was a very difficult thing to accept. But unfortunately, well, or maybe fortunately, for my own sake, I did accept it. And I don't joke about it that often, because I'm not, I don't really know how you can joke about that. It's like, haha, my dad passed out on the floor again. Huh? His big fat ass. I don't even know how to joke about it. Some things I do know to joke about, things that I don't want to go into too much detail. But like, that's one of them. And that's that kind of other, that other shame. Like if my dad was on a Japanese variety show and we found footage of him saying, I'm going to go to AA and I'm going to stop drinking, I would probably have the same reaction. Just like, what? That's not possible. I've been joking, or I know I just kind of casually mentioned to people that my dad's an alcoholic, you know? And it's also weird, too. Like, you know, there's something about, like, not mentioning all the faults in your family at once, but then you just have to be clear. You just have to, this is who my family is. And by no means, at some point when you're an adult or you have an opportunity to get as far away from your family as possible, by no means do you have to keep them in your life. No means. You have no obligation to do that, especially if it's destroying you, to keep your family, in your circle. Yes, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I wanted to do this mini episode like after I saw the video, but you know, life, it just gets ahead of you when you just don't know what you're doing. So unfortunately, I had to delay this mini episode a little bit. That video, whether it was real or not, whether it was fabricated or not, I mean, that's always true, and you can't trust many things on the internet. It felt like it was from the heart, though. But then again, maybe that's why it was removed originally. But I felt like I wanted to use the video as a context for my own situation, because it seems that sometimes that it's like pop culture, that's the only way that you can really, like, it's that filter of pop culture that's the only way you can really confront your most personal issues, or, you know, your deepest fears, or shameful whatever's, I'm running out of words. Anyway, for those who do have a dysfunctional family and they feel like they're lost, just remember that you're not alone. There's, god damn it, probably hundreds of millions of people. There's billions of people on the planet. There's a huge amount of people that have a dysfunctional family. They don't have that perfect 50s family where the wife is always there and kisses the husband bullshit. There's everybody has flaws, but it's not just flaws. It's also just, there's always going to be those secrets that we want to keep from everyone else. And just remember that you make that joke about your family, we'll laugh long, because we know how much our family sucks too. And those were my thoughts on my parents haven't spoken to each other for 10 years, and family woes in general. This has been Random Chatterings. Thanks for listening, everybody.